people do surf near piers because they have the, they break, you know, nicely sometimes, and so it's like, but that's kind of definitely more advanced places to surf because they are dangerous and you can get tangled up in the pier. So yeah, the other thing is, you know, most of the injuries happen by getting hit by the board. So, you know, just be careful as you're when you're falling, to just try to not, you know, be in the way of the board, or that's, there's not really any good technique to it, because when you're falling, you're falling. So, you know, it's you're gonna fall too, and a lot, especially when you're beginning. One thing to know is when you're paddling out, don't put the board in between yourself and the wave as it's coming in, because that board is just a big wing almost, you know, and it's just gonna, the water's gonna hit it and push the board right into you, and so that's not good. Just, you know, put it on the side of you, put it behind you, but always, you know, make sure that you're it's not directly in front of you where that wave is going to push the board into you. That's where a lot of, you know, you'll get injured that way. The other thing is, you know, be aware of other surfers. And there is etiquette to surfing, which is kind of how people keep safe. And one of the more important things about surfing is the etiquette of riding. And the rider who is up and riding already is typically the person who has the right of way and is allowed to ride. Sometimes there are exceptions to multiple people on waves, but most of the time it's one rider, one wave, and so you want to, you know, and they in turn, if you let them go, typically you will yield to you as you're getting the ride as well. The person who's in the deepest on the wave, which means closest to the breaking part of the wave, and the shoulder would be the where it's not breaking, the farthest part away from where it's breaking, that the person deepest has the right of way compared to the person out on the shoulder. It's just good etiquette, and it keeps people safe is what it comes down to. So you're not running into each other and not pure chaos out in the surf. So.